Start your day with remembrance of Allah.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Wassalatu Wassalamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen, Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي اللهم افتح علينا حكمتك وانشر علينا رحمتك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام او الله عز وجل open the doors of knowledge and wisdom for us have mercy on us او the one who is the most honorable the most gracious بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله مرحبا اهلا وسهلا بكم to all the viewers and listeners of Madani channel and the social media to this program called The Early Echo. In today's program, inshallah azza wa jal, yes, we are going to be discussing and explaining the spiritual poetry of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. Specifically, we are going to be discussing his beautiful, marvelous Salatu Salam, Mustafa, Jaan-e Rahmat Pe Laakh Ho Salam, Sham'e Bazm-e Hidayat Pe Laakh Ho Salam. Just few ash'ar we are going to be discussing, inshallah. We are going to be looking into its meanings and understanding as to what has Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali penned and written. So therefore, sit back, relax, and enjoy today's episode and silsila. And it is, of course, the kalams and the poetry of Imam al-Kalam. So yes, please do not lose out on this program. Rather, share this program with others as well for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's commence with this beautiful narration. Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhumah has said that the Holy Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, the believer who offers 2 raka'at on Friday night in a way that in each raka'at he recites 25 times Surah Ikhlas after Surah Al-Fatiha. When is he to read this 2 units of Salah? On a Friday night. He will see me in his dream before the next Jumu'ah. Allahu Akbar. He will make my ziyarah in his dream before the next Friday. And the person who sees me, Allah Azza wa Jal will forgive all of his sins. Subhanallah. His sins will be forgiven. In Al-Qawl al-Badi'i, this narration has been mentioned. Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Haq Muhaddithi Dahlavi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali has narrated, whoever recites Salat ala al-Nabi, Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin al-Nabi al-Ummi, 1,000 times on the day of Friday, he will see the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his dream, or he will see his abode in paradise. If the aim is not fulfilled in the first attempt, he should recite it on the next Friday as well. He will see the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his dream within 5 Jumu'ahs, 5 Fridays, insha'Allah azza wa jal. Subhanallah. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, what are the use of these eyes if they have not witnessed the beauty of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The poet says so beautifully,
kuch aisa kar de mere ke digar aankhon mein, kuch aisa kar de mere ke digar aankhon mein, hamesha na rahe rooh hai yaar aankhon mein, hamesha naqsh rahe rooh hai yaar aankhon mein, unhein na dekha to kis kaam ki hai ye aankhein, unhein na dekha to kis kaam ki hai ye aankhein, کے دیکھنے کی ہے ساری بہار آنکھوں میں, کہ دیکھنے کی ہے ساری بہار آنکھوں میں, کچھ ایسا کر دے میرے کردگار آنکھوں میں.
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. To further increase our love and devotion to نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, let us inshallah break for this کلام پاک, نعت پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, after which when we do return, yes, we are going to be discussing مصطفیٰ جان رحمت پہ لاکھ وسلم. صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
مدینے جانے والو, جاؤ جاؤ فی امان اللہ. مدینے جانے والو, جاؤ جاؤ فی امان اللہ. کبھی تو اپنا بھی لگ جائے گا بستر مدینے میں. نہ ہو مایوس دیوانوں, پکارے جاؤ تم ان کو. نہ ہو مایوس دیوانوں, پکارے جاؤ تم ان کو. بلائیں گے تمہیں بھی ایک دن سرور مدینے میں, سرور مدینے میں.
سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی, کیا جب گھڑی ہوگی. سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی, کیا جب گھڑی ہوگی.
جب درِ نبی پر ہم سب کی حاضری ہوگی, جب درِ نبی پر ہم سب کی حاضری ہوگی. سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی, کیا جب گھڑی ہوگی.
آرزو ہے سینے میں گھر بنے مدینے میں, آقا آرزو ہے سینے میں گھر بنے مدینے میں.
ہو کرم جو بندے پر, بندہ پروری ہوگی. ہو کرم جو بندے پر, بندہ پروری ہوگی,
بندہ پروری ہوگی.
سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی, کیا جب گھڑی ہوگی. جب درِ نبی پر ہم سب کی حاضری ہوگی,
بات کیا ہے بادِ صبا, اتنی کیوں معطر ہے. بات کیا ہے بادِ صبا, اتنی کیوں معطر ہے.
سبز سبز گنبد کو چوم کر چلی ہوگی, سبز سبز گنبد کو چوم کر چلی ہوگی. سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی, کیا جب گھڑی ہوگی. جب درِ نبی پر ہم سب کی حاضری ہوگی.
سو کھلیں گے اس کے لیے رحمتوں کے دروازے. سو کھلیں گے اس کے لیے رحمتوں کے دروازے، نعت مصطفیٰ جس نے ایک بھی سنی ہوگی، نعت مصطفیٰ جس نے ایک بھی سنی ہوگی، ایک بھی سنی ہو. سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی، کیا جب گھڑی ہوگی، جب درِ نبی پر ہم سب کی حاضری ہوگی. دیکھ تو نیازی ذرا، سو گیا کیا دیوانہ، دیکھ تو نیازی ذرا، سو گیا کیا دیوانہ. ان کی یاد میں شاید آنکھ لگ گئی ہوگی، ان کی یاد میں شاید آنکھ لگ گئی ہوگی. سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی، کیا جب گھڑی ہوگی، جب درِ نبی پر ہم سب کی حاضری ہوگی. بلا لو ہم غریبوں کو، بلا لو اے میرے آقا، میں آؤں آپ کے در پر، کرم ہو اے میرے آقا.
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. صلاۃ و سلام علیک یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ، وسلم علیک یا سیدی یا نبی اللہ. The kalam that we have been listening to, of course, is a beautiful one and recited by a great and beautiful personality in Da'wat Islami, who is world renowned and famous, subhanallah, who is none other than Rukn-e Shura Haji Abdul Habib Attari, damat barakatuhum al aliya, ma sha Allah, subhanallah. And really speaking, sochta hu main wo ghadi, kya ajab ghadi hogi. When you think about those special moments in which one had presented himself in front of the beautiful and golden chamber of Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know, in terms of explanation, it's very difficult to explain what a person feels and experiences when he is in Madinatul Munawwara. However, we always at the end of every program and before every program, you know, begin this program with this dua that dikha diya ilahi, woh madina kaisi basti hai jahan par raat din maula teri rahmat barasti hai. In today's program, yes, we are discussing kalam e ala hazrat, salam e ala hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alay, مصطفیٰ جان رحمت پہ لاکھو سلام، شمع بزم ہدایت پہ لاکھو سلام. سبحان اللہ، آئی اینڈ دا ویورز آؤٹ دیئر، ڈیفینیٹلی آور فادرز اینڈ ایون دے فادرز پر ہیپس ہیو ریسائٹڈ دس کلام. گیدرنگز، نکاح سیرومنیز، فنکشنز، گیٹ ٹوگیدرز، پروگرامز، سبحان اللہ، دس صلاۃ وسلام از ڈیفینیٹلی ریسائٹڈ ان موسٹ فنکشنز، ان موسٹ پروگرامز تھرو آؤٹ دا ورلڈ. And original kalam penned by Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, it consists of 171 ash'ar. So yes, this salam of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali has captured the hearts and the minds of Muslims throughout the world. Even the great scholars have been seen reciting this beautiful salatu salam written by Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. Yes, dear viewers and listeners of Madini Channel, this is the recognition of Ahle Sunnat wal Jama'at. We recite Durood e Pak, so this can never ever be removed from the Ahle Sunnat wal Jama'at. Of course, it is a stamp And this is in our habit and part of our nature that we recite Durood-e Pak. And the lovers of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam unconditionally should love Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam and then recite Durood and send salutations and salams. Just as from the honey, the sweetness can never be removed. Likewise, the love and Durood-e Pak from the hearts of the true ushaq can never be removed and extracted or taken out. Subhanallah. Yes, it is impossible to remove this from Ahl Sunnat wal Jamaat. Shaitan will of course make lots of attempts and has always been making these attempts to confuse us, to confuse the general Muslims in regards to Salatu Salam. Subhanallah, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, who is the Imam and the leader of all those poets who have composed poetries in the love of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam, has written this magnificent and amazing faith refreshing kalam, which has praised Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and in every couplet he has adhered to the command of Allah Azza wa Jal. The summary of the ayah that we have recited, Allah Azza wa Jal is basically commanding us that indeed Allah Azza wa Jal and his angels recite and send darood, they send peace and blessings upon Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So, O you who believe, those who are believers, to also recite darood and send salams and salutations upon Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And moreover, of course, Allah Azza wa Jal, who is the creator of this universe, our sustainer, our provider, also sends peace and blessings upon Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam. As I said, Shaitan, Iblis, has always tried to confuse the Ummah, but subhanallah, those shayateen or those people who try to confuse the Ummah, the Imam says,
mit gaye mitte hain mit jayenge aada tere, mit gaye mitte hain mit jayenge aada tere, na mita hai na mitega kabhi charcha tera, na mita hai na mitega kabhi charcha tera.
From the time of Abu Jahl until today and even until the day of Qiyamah, your enemies were ruined, are ruined, and forever will be ruined. Allahu Akbar, your eminent praises will never be ruined and shall never ever be ruined. Mit gaye mitte hain mit jayenge aada tere. They have been destroyed, they are currently being destroyed, and they will always forever be destroyed. Par na mita hai, na mitega. Allahu Akbar, but your eminent praises were never ruined, and until the day of Qiyamah they will never be ruined. The name of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will always be taken, and the ushaq and lovers of Nabi Pak sallam will always find new ways of showing and expressing our love for Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in accordance to the sharia. So here Sayyidi Ala Hadith rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi had written this 171 couplets of ash'ar Mustafa Jani Rahmat sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he sent Durood-e Pak in accordance to what we have been listening to. So yes, dear viewers and listeners of Madini channel, take a look at this beautiful couplet of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. You will see as to how he follows and adheres to the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this famous salam, the verse, Inna Allaha wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. You know, after studying this beautiful salatu salam, you would come to a certain conclusion, or you would come to this sort of realization, that what a lover is Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala. His sincere love and devotion for the best of Allah Azza wa Jal's creation, the mercy unto mankind, Nabi Pak sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. He was and he is such a ashik that he, subhanallah, is the imam and the lovers of all those who express their love to Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam after the Sahaba ikram and subhanallah, those great personalities. So yes, sometimes, you know, it seemed as if Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali had gained and attained aspiration from Imam Busiri Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, because after the salam or before the salam, if you have to study the Qasida Burda Sharif of Imam Busiri Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, subhanallah, you would realize what couplets did Imam Busiri rahmatullahi ta'ala li also pen. It seemed as if ki Sayyidi Ala rahmatullahi ta'ala li was inspired by this beautiful and amazing qasida burda. Mawla ya salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habibika khayri khalki kullihimi. Allahu Akbar. In that qasida as well, which Imam Busiri rahmatullahi ta'ala li had penned, he has, subhanallah, taught us the ethics and the manners of sending durood upon Nabiya Pak sallam and loving Nabiya Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you have to study this beautiful and amazing couplets of Sayyidi Ala rahmatullahi ta'ala limit, from the first couplet up to the 30th couplet, Ala rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi in these unique couplets has discussed the greatness and the blessings of Nabiya Pak sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. His existence is unique, and his coming into this dunya is so unique. In the first 30 couplets, this is what Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala is speaking about. From couplet number 31 to couplet number 81, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala is basically speaking about the amazing, phenomenal, excellent physical description of Nabiya Pak sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the beauty, the excellence, the uniqueness, the miracles of Nabiya Pak sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's body parts in regards to his Mubarak ears, in regards to his blessed hair, in regards to his fingers. Further on from couplet number 82 to couplet number 90, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi ta'ala is now mentioning the childhood of Nabiya Pak sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He speaks about the relationship with him and Bibi Dai Halima radiyallahu ta'ala anha, as well as the milk brothers and milk sisters of Nabiya Pak sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. From couplet number 91 to couplet number 99, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali is speaking about his spiritual retreat, remembrance and thoughts of the beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and his Mubarak arrival and the spreading of the deen, subhanallah. From couplet number 100 to couplet number 104, these four ash'ar, which Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala speaks about the bravery, the military expeditions of Nabiya Pak sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. From couplet number 105 to couplet number 117, in these couplets, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala speaks about the noble family of Nabiya Pak sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the Ahlul Bayt of Nabiya Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bibi Fatima to Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha also mentioned in these ash'ar. Further on from 118 to 126, Sayyidi Ala rahmatullahi ta'ala is now speaking about the blessed wives, Azwaj Mutahharat of Nabiya Pak sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the mother of the believers. And then further on from 127 to 143, Sayyidi Ala rahmatullahi ta'ala sends peace and blessings in the court of the Sahaba Ikram Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in, the Ashra'i Mubashara, as well as four Khulafai Rashidin, Sayyidina Siddiqui Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, as well as Sayyidina Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem. Further on from the couplets 144 to 149, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi sending salams to the tabi'een and tabi'i tabi'een, to the entire household of Nabiya Pak sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. From couplet number 150 to couplet number 151, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi sends salams and peace upon the four a'immai mujtahideen, Hadrat Sayyidina Imam Azam Abu Hanifa, Hadrat Sayyidina Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, Imam Malik, as well as Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in, subhanallah. Furthermore, dear viewers and listeners of Madini channel, from couplet number 152 to 155, Sayyidi Ala Hadrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi is now sending salams to Imamul Awliya, Sayyidina Ghawse Azam Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Allahu Akbar. From couplet number 156 to 169, these couplets are composed. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali mentions the entire Ahl Sunnat wal Jama'at, his parents, his friends, his relatives, as well as his teachers. He then from 170 to 171, Allahu Akbar, he now brings in Kaash Mahshar mein jab unki aamad ho aur. He speaks about the last Shar Qudsi and the angels of the day of Qiyamah, when they will be in the service of Nabiya Pak sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So he now brings about that scenery and he makes a dua at the end of this closing couplet in this famous, marvelous, میگنیفیسنٹ صلوات و سلام مصطفیٰ جان رحمت پہ لاکھ و سلام، شمع بزم ہدایت پہ لاکھ و سلام، سبحان اللہ. سو لیٹس موو آن ڈیئر ویوز، دس واز جسٹ دی تمہید، 171 کپلٹس، اور ایوری کپلٹ اینڈ ایوری شیئر از سو یونیک. اللہ اکبر، اٹ از بیانڈ ڈسکرپشن. آئی ول ٹرائی اینڈ ایکسپلین دا سمری آف سم اشعار وچ سید اعلی حضرت رحمۃ اللہ تعالی ہیز کمپوزڈ. سو لیٹ اس ریسائٹ دس بیوٹیفل شیئر ان شاء اللہ. ہی سیز ان دس بیوٹیفل کپلٹ مصطفیٰ جان رحمت پہ لاکھ و سلام،
جی سہانی گھڑی چوں کتے باکا چاند، جی سہانی گھڑی چوں کتے باکا چاند، اس دل افروز ساعت پہ لاکھو سلام، اس دل افروز ساعت پہ لاکھو سلام، مصطفیٰ جان رحمت پہ لاکھو سلام، شمع بزم میں ہدایت پہ لاکھو سلام.
اللہ اکبر. All the lovers of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam regard this couplet to be the couplet of Mauludin Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That spectacular and amazing moment when Nabi Pak sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Allah Azza wa Jal's most exalted and excellent creation, the mercy onto the world, the coolness of our eyes, the tranquility of our hearts, the seal of prophets, our beloved Nabi Sayyiduna Rasul Pak sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Allahu Akbar. He then reminds us of that spectacular, that amazing moment, جس سہانی گھڑی. اللہ اکبر. او سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ. He now describes that special moment. In this couplet he uses the word چمکتے باقا چاند. اللہ اکبر. So here in the conclusion and in the summary of this couplet, سبحان اللہ, سیدی اعلی حضرت رحمت اللہ تعالی علیہ is trying to say that star which once shone in مکہ المکرمہ, meaning glowed, that star which had glittered and sparkled and glowed, سبحان اللہ, that glow is none other than the glow of Nabi Pak sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. It was glowing, it is glowing, and it will continue to glow until the day of Qiyamah, subhanallah. So Sayyidi Ala Hadrat is basically in the summary of this couplet, subhanallah, he is speaking about the moon of Medina, and he is announcing that yes, this moon first shone in the person in the blessed city of Makkah al-Mukarramah, but now he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the moon of Madinatul Munawwara, and he is alive. He was, he is, and he will continue, and he will always remain as alive, subhanallah. Allah azza wa jal has preserved him and the anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam. Inna Allah harrama ala al-ardi an ta'kula ajsad al-anbiya fa nabiyullahi hayyun yurzaq. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel and the social media, this is our aqeedah, this is the creed of our faith and iman, that the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam are alive in their qubur. Allah Azza wa Jal provides sustenance for them. Allahu Akbar. Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has informed us of this beautiful hadith, amazing aqeedah, and taught us and reminded us that never call them as dead because they are alive. Subhanallah. When this is the state and the condition of the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam, then what shall be the condition of Sultanul Anbiya? Therefore he says, tu zinda hai wallah, tu zinda hai wallah, mere chashme alam se chup jane wale. So yes, dear viewers, jis suhani ghadi, in that spectacular and special moment in which Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the moon of Medina that had glittered, the moon of Makkah that had shone, meaning Nabi Pak sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, who appeared in this dunya, upon that special, spectacular moment, may they be hundreds of thousands and millions of salams, subhanallah. So he sends salams to that moment in which Nabi Pak sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam came into this world. Remember, it was the moment when Allah azza wa jal sent his most beloved to guide the people out of darkness of infidelity and bring them to the light of iman, dear viewers. It was that beautiful moment when the stars shone brighter than ever as they drew closer to the earth to make ziyarat of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. It was that beautiful moment when the three flags were raised gazed on the east, on the west, and once upon the holy Kaaba. It was the beautiful moment, dear viewers and listeners of Madini Channel, which reminds us of the arrival of Nabi Pak sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, our iman is through the blessings of that special moment. Our Islam is through the blessings of that Milad moment. Our receiving the gift of Salah is through the blessings of that Milad moment. Our receiving the Quran is through the blessings of that Milad moment. And whatever we possess in our lives is through the blessings of that Milad moment. We too would have not come into existence if it was not for that Milad moment. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. So it was regarding that Milad moment, and Ala Hadrat says,
Ji suhani ghadi chaan, ka chaan, us dil af roze saat pe lakho salam, us dil af roze saat pe lakho salam, Mustafa jaane rahmat pe lakho salam.
Let's move on, as I explained to you, from these amazing and different couplets, from number 1 right up to 71. Now, he speaks about the beautiful contentment of Nabi Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's stomach.
Kul jahan milk aur jo ki roti ghiza, kul jahan milk aur jo ki roti ghiza, us shikam ki qanaat pe lakho salam, us shikam ki qanaat pe lakho salam, Mustafa jaane rahmat pe lakho salam.
Really amazing, beyond imagination. Look at the tasavvur of Sayyidi Ala Hadrat. He says, the entire universe is the property of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yet his diet is raw barley bread. Kul jahan milk. The entire dunya is for the sake of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He has been given the keys to the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. But his condition and his state and his diet, what he eats and consumes, is that he only eats barley bread, or he mainly or mostly eats dry barley bread. Us shikam ki kanaat pe lakho salam. Allahu Akbar. Upon the contentment of that blessed stomach, may they be hundreds of thousands of salutations. Allahu Akbar. Us shikam ki kanaat pe lakho salam. Allahu Akbar.
Dear viewers and listeners of Madini Channel, under the authority of Hazrat Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha, she says Nabi Pak sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam said, if I so wish, mountains of gold would walk with me, but I do not wish this. If I so wish, it can happen. He sallallahu alayhi wasallam never ever spoke ill and bad about the food. Subhanallah, subhanallah. He never ever criticized the food. When we leave the house of the guest or any program, any get together, Allahu Akbar. You know, sometimes we speak ill, we may ghibat about the food as well. The potato was too hard, or the meat was too hard, or it was smelling, or this or that, whatever the case may be. Nonetheless, dear viewers on the Madini Channel, Nabi Pak sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam spent several successive nights in which the blessed family of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam did not have any supper. Kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam yabitul layalil mutatabi'ata. That successive nights were spent that the family of Nabi Pak sallam did not have any supper. And whenever they did have to eat something, they usually ate bread which was made from barley. Allahu Akbar. So khubz al-sha'ir is this barley bread which is described in Mishkat Sharif, which is described in many other books of ahadith. There was never extra barley bread available for the family of Nabi Pak sallam, mentioned by Hazrat Sayyidina Umama radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. So yes, not one, not two, you will find several ahadith that speaks about this. Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha says, Nabi Pak sallam never ate a full stomach of barley bread on two successive days until the day that he left his earthly life, this earthly world. Until he made parda and he demised from this dunya, he never ever eaten barley bread on two successive days. As the poet says,
پل رہے ہیں جہاں سے یہ دونوں جہاں, پل رہے ہیں جہاں سے یہ دونوں جہاں, وہ سخی آستانہ سلامت رہے, وہ سخی آستانہ سلامت رہے, وہ سخی آستانہ سلامت رہے.
Look at the words which are mentioned in the hadith, and look at the simplicity of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how simple food he would eat. We want lavish foods to eat. Do not complain when you do not have that. One day if you have it, make shukr to Allah. And the other day if you do not have it, still continue making shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we said, he describes the eyes of Nabiya Pak, the lips of Nabiya Pak, patli patli gule, qudsi ki pattiya, un labo ki nazakat pe rakho salam. Then Sayyidi Ala Hazrat speaks about the mubarak tongue of Nabiya Pak salam. Wo zaba jisko sab kun ki kunji kahe, uski nafiz hukumat pe rakho salam. He speaks about the eyebrows, he speaks about the ears, he speaks about the mubarak chest, and now he speaks about the fingers of Nabiya Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says,
نور کے چشم لہرائے دریا بہے, نور کے چشم لہرائے دریا بہے, انگلیوں کی کرامت پہ لاکھوں سلام, انگلیوں کرامت پہ لاکھوں سلام.
Once again, not one, not two, but there are many narrations which speaks about these mu'jizas of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah says, fountains of light rippled as the seas began to flow upon the miracle of his blessed fingers, may they be hundreds of thousands of salutations. So what he says, Noor ke chashme lehrayein darya bahein, fountains of light rippled as seas began to flow. On another place, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali then subhanallah praises once again the fingers of Nabiya Pak, and he says,
Ungliyan hai faiz par toote hai pyaase jhoom kar, ungliyan hai faiz par toote hai pyaase jhoom kar, nadiya panjab rehmat ki hai jari wahwa, nadiya panjab rehmat ki hai jari wahwa, kya hi zauq faza shafaat hai tumhari wahwa.
Subhanallah. So yes, dear viewers on this Madani channel, we have already recited two or three ash'ar from this famous Salatu Salam. He, the most exalted of all humans, Nabi Pak sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, is a personality that you and I can never even imagine his greatness and his azmat, his exaltation which Allah has bestowed upon him. And now Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, in this beautiful couplet, he says,
Sayyada zahira tayyaba tahira, Sayyada zahira tayyaba tahira, jaan ahmad ki rahat pe lakho salam, jaan rahmat ki rahat pe lakho salam.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Nabi Pak sallam says, the leader of the females, the flower, the pio and the chest, upon the comfort to the soul of our Nabi, may they be hundreds of thousands of salutations, subhanallah. Dear viewers, we have almost come to the end of today's program. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat is calling Jane Ahmad ki rahat. And because she is the comfort to the soul of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the leader of the females, Sayyida. She is the leader of the females. Zahira tayyiba tahira, the flower, the pure and the chaste. Upon the comfort to the soul of our Nabi, Jane Ahmad ki rahat. She is the coolness to the eyes of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She is the blood of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Upon her, may there be hundreds of thousands of salutations and salams. There are many ahadith which will back up this beautiful shair which Sayyidi Ala Hadith has recited. And we have come to the end of today's program. I was thinking of closing this naat with this last shair.
Mujhse khidmat ke qudsi kahe haraza. Mujhse khidmat ke qudsi kahe haraza. Mustafa jaane rahmat pila ko salam.
He says the angels appointed to serve Nabi Pak sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam should address me by saying, O Raza, recite. The moment they tell me, O Raza, recite, on the day of Qiyamah, I will say, Mustafa jaane rahmat pila ko salam. So this is the summary of this beautiful couplet. Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that I shall be the first to rise when the people will raise from their graves. I will be their leader when they go before Allah Azza wa Jal. And I will be their spokesperson when they are all alone. And I will be their intercessor when they are detained on the day of judgment. And I will give them the hope of glad tidings when they are in despair. The keys of respect and the treasures of mercy will be in my hands on that day. On that day, liwa'ul hamd, the flag of praise, will be in my hands. From amongst the offspring of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, I am the most exalted near my creator. 1,000 servants will be going around me as if they were eggs which are kept with great care, or like pearls all extensively spread out. Allahu Akbar, meaning the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that will be escorting and serving Nabi Pak sallam. When they will say, O Raza, recite that famous kalam that you have recited in the dunya, that you had penned in the world, I will gain ijazah. Then I will say, Mustafa jaane rahmat pila ko salam, shami'i bazme hidayat pila ko salam. May Allah azza wa jal pardon us, and he will gain the closeness to Nabi Pak, because Nabi Pak has promised in a hadith under the authority of Sayyidina Ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, awla an-nasi bi yawm al-qiyamati aktharuhum alayya salatan, that the closest person to me on the day of judgment will be the one who have recited the most amount of Durood-e Pak. Subhanallah, how can he not attain the closest of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam on the day of judgment? May Allah forgive us our major and minor sins. We have come to the end of today's program. Until tomorrow, stay good, be good, do good, and remember, wherever you are, I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.